This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
One, you may think you're righteous, but the Bible's clear. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There will be no boasting. Now, here's what 1 John 1:9 says. Here's what God, what Jesus did for us. We know He is our righteousness. Now, how can we receive this righteousness? We just told you by believing on Him. You have to repent of your sin. Now, here's how we know. 1 John 1:9 says this. 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see? He is our righteousness. And when we come to Him, He cleanses us of all, not some, all of our unrighteousness. Man, I tell you, that's good news. It's good to know that it's not anything that I've done, but what He's done. And I put my faith in Jesus Christ because He is the Lord our righteous, as Jeremiah 23:6 says. Now, how do we operate in this righteousness? It's very simple. How do we operate in this righteousness? We know we have the truth. We know we have righteousness. Now, how do we operate in it? Well, Psalms 119:172 tells us. Psalms 119:172 tells us, and we're ending. And we're in. We're going to be early today here. All right, finally. It says, Psalms 119:172 says, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Wow. I mean, so how simple can it be? He is our Lord, our righteous. All His commands are righteous. And how can we be righteous? By keeping His commandments. And His commandments is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Because if you're in the body of Christ, you're going to want to please Him. You're going to want to do the things He tells you to do. You're going to bear fruit of the Spirit. You know, so many people are perpetrating that they are in the body of Christ, but they're bearing fruit of the flesh. Oh, it's so simple. We're not judging you. Your fruits are going before you. The Bible says you know a tree by its fruit. We're not judging you or telling us what you are. Righteousness. He says, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Man, we are just touching the surface here. I don't want you to wait, guys. We are doing this series on the armor. We're going to cover each piece as the Scripture gives it to us. And the first two pieces today was truth and righteousness. Man, I'm telling you, I pray that you go back and study that and study the next pieces that are coming up. So the question today is, do you have truth and righteousness? You could phrase it this way. Is do you have Christ? How do you know you have Christ? Because He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And we just found out that all His commandments are righteous. I can't make this stuff up. The word is so intertwined together, you can't separate it. Man, this is so good. So the question is, have you...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.